Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. Looks like things are going to be just fine, you know, as we get ready to head into the weekend. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we're keeping an eye on things and getting multiple updates over the next couple of days, because by the time we get into Sunday, that's going to be a weather-aware day. Strong to severe storms going to be a possibility, as well as a few tornadoes being possible. So let's make sure that we're being weather-aware, especially over the coming days as we're expecting storm chances to wrap up. Let's go ahead and go back to the beginning of the forecast, though, and kind of go through the timeline of what to expect and when. So for today, safe to say warm, breezy, dry, sunny, high of 83 degrees. When it comes to tonight, a few more clouds building in, 54 degrees for the low. And then during the day on Saturday, tomorrow, only a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A bit more likely that we may have a few more spotty storms develop and move in, mainly during our evening hours, all the way into the early part of the overnight. We'll hit the reset button Sunday morning. And then afternoon hours, that's when we'll see some storms develop. That's where we'll get that severe threat from. Storms likely going to last through the evening. High of 83 to wrap up the weekend, too. Monday, also going to be another weather-aware day. It looks like we'll gradually dry out through the overnight late Sunday night. Dry for the Monday morning commute, but then again, it's going to be those afternoon, evening hours where we'll need to keep a close eye on things, as there's going to be another threat for strong to severe storms. Once we get into Tuesday, a few showers going to kind of stick around, at least through the first half of the day, but then we'll dry out from there. High of 80 degrees by next Wednesday. Quieter conditions with a partly cloudy sky and a breeze. 76 the high come Thursday while staying dry and seeing more sunshine. And then it looks like we may stay dry into the very first part of our Memorial Day weekend next Friday. Warm too with a high of 80. Right now we're at 59 degrees, southwest breeze at 15 miles an hour. Very little cloud cover. Another nice bright start to the day.
Yeah, and we just get to this time of the year where it's just beautiful weather to go to see baseball. Got the Shockers at home, the wind surge at home, and just, you know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just so nice to go out and see a night game.
Yeah, you know what? Until we get towards the end of the weekend, that's when we'll need to, you know, get back into that mode of being weather aware.
Got it. We appreciate it, and thanks for the info. Have a great weekend, Ronnell.
All right. Too.
There he goes, live, the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning, right here in the middle of May. A strike by Starbucks baristas. They're protesting the company's new dress code, and that strike got bigger yesterday. We've now got more than 2,000 Starbucks baristas at 120 stores in the U.S. on strike all week long. In some cases, protesting the new dress code. Starbucks put new limits this week on what the baristas may wear under their green aprons. It requires employees at company-operated and licensed stores in the U.S. and Canada to wear a solid black shirt and khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms. So it's kind of like your school dress code there. You got to be pretty fairly uniform in some of that. Under the previous dress code, baristas could wear a broader range of dark colors and patterned shirts. The new rules, Starbucks says, will make the green apron stand out and create a sense of familiarity for customers. And Starbucks says it's trying to establish a warmer, more welcoming feeling in its stores as they charge you $8 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. And then yell out somebody else's name when your drink comes up there. Yeah.
The union that represents workers at a lot of these stores said the dress code should be subject to collective bargaining. So this is one of the big issues going on in our nation right now about what color of dark shirt baristas at Starbucks may or may not wear while they're charging you a lot of money for coffee.
See, Ted, you're not really a coffee guy, so I can't imagine.
Not at those prices, I'm not.
Well, no, but I can't imagine you standing around waiting only to hear somebody say, Tim, I've got a hot chocolate for Tim.
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah.
Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right here. 7:15 with Steve and Ted on KNO. What about you, Jad? You have a name that's not usually on the grid. I imagine you've had quite the array of name called.
The thing is, it doesn't have to be Starbucks for me. Nobody gets it right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not just the cliche of Starbucks, you know, getting it wrong. Anytime somebody has to say my name, it's always wrong because it just doesn't work. It doesn't compute for people. So yeah, that happens everywhere. I remember one time somebody here, I believe it was a salesperson, can't remember which one it was, had been working here for about 4 or 5 years, and somebody pronounced my name or spelled it out or something while they were around. And they were shocked, dismayed, and even mad at me that they apparently hadn't known what my name was the entire time. They thought I was Chad for four or 5 years.
Well,
yeah, and I had never corrected them.
Details. Yeah,
just details. Well, it's not correcting them and just letting people say whatever is easier than trying to explain it, so sure.
Sometimes that is the case. It is 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports as we head into the weekend. We'll start out with college baseball. Wichita State hosting Memphis at X Stadium. The Shockers on a 3-game winning streak now after winning last night. This is a series in which the winner keeps their season alive, and the loser, the season is done. So you got to take at least 2 out of 3. The Shockers with a good first step last night, getting some nice offense and then turning it over to some good bullpen work as well. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game last night. It was on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1-2, struck him out. 100 miles an hour. That's the roar you heard, not only for the strikeout, but seeing 100 go up on the radar gun. A 1-2-3 inning for Nick Potter in the seventh, all by strikeout. And after 6.5, Shockers 7, Memphis 5.
Hey, you're getting good work out of the bullpen there from Nick Potter, and it helps to get some insurance runs.
Another 0-2 pitch hit well to right field. That's really hit. The right fielder back to the fence, and it's gone. Jaden Gustafson, who had never hit a home run in his college career until this season, finally got one at Charlotte and now has homered in back-to-back games.
Hey, what do you think of that? And the Shockers go on to beat Memphis 9-5, taking game one of that 3-game series. So the Shocks now just need one win either tonight or tomorrow afternoon to keep the season alive. Memphis at Wichita, there's your scenario. 6 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow, final home game of the regular season is Senior Day, so 15 Shocker seniors on the roster will be honored at X Stadium. Of course, Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of both those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend against their in-state interleague rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals have lost 4 of their last 5, but they do play really well at home. St. Louis has won 10 of its last 11. Cardinals are red hot. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, you can hear the game over on KFH. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, that game also on KFH for the Royals.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro Golf, the PGA Championship, is underway at Quail Ridge in Charlotte. Round one leader is a guy that won the Wichita Open 15 years ago, Jonathan Vegas. At the age of 40, is your first round leader at the PGA Championship. He shot a 7-under par 64 yesterday, and he's got a 2-stroke lead. Heading into round two today, he'll tee off in about 40 minutes. Jonathan Vegas has never finished in the top 20 at a major, but he's leading a major now after the first round at the PGA Championship in Charlotte.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.